Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to another refreshing moment on the Winning Every Day podcast. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. Wherever you're listening from, your home, your office, on the road, or maybe just waking up, may this moment fill your heart with hope and strength. Today's devotional is titled, You Are Coming Into a New Season, and I truly believe God has a timely word for you. Our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, which says, Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Let's begin with a story many of us know well. In Genesis chapter 41, Joseph had spent years in prison, forgotten, misunderstood, and confined. It looked like nothing good was on the horizon. But in one single day, God shifted Joseph from the prison to the palace. His season changed suddenly. His story changed dramatically. Joseph went from prisoner to prime minister. No announcement, no prior notice, no signs. But heaven had already decided Joseph's season was changing. Family, this is your confidence. God does not need a long time to change your season. He simply needs the right time. Isn't that amazing how God can take someone from the lowest valley and place them on the mountaintop in a moment? That is what a new season looks like. God stepping in, rearranging things, and bringing you into a chapter you didn't even see coming. Today, I want to encourage your heart. You are stepping into a new season. Yes, you, not someone else, not someone more qualified. You. It doesn't matter what yesterday looked like, what last month felt like, or what this year has tried to throw at you. When God says a new season is emerging, no power can stop it. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 says, Arise, shine, for your light has come. Your light is not coming, it has come. Your season is not on the way. God is already shifting it into motion. Let me ask you, have you been feeling stuck? Have you been praying and wondering when things will change? Have you been fighting battles silently and hoping God sees you? I want to assure you today, God sees you. God has heard you. God is already working. David said in Psalm 30 verse 5, Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Family, it may have been a long night, but guess what? Morning is breaking for you. If Joseph could rise from the prison to the palace, if Ruth could go from loss to becoming part of the lineage of Christ, if Sarah could go from barrenness to laughter, then you too can step into a new season because God has not changed. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Romans 8 verse 31. Even if the door hasn't opened, don't stop knocking. Even if the miracle hasn't appeared, don't stop believing. God is doing a new thing. Right now, I speak over you. Every closed chapter ends now. You are stepping out of delay into acceleration. New opportunities, new connections, new breakthroughs are opening for you. Your days of struggle are giving way to days of overflow. God is restoring what was lost and multiplying what remains. In Jesus' name, amen. As you go today, take a moment and reflect on these. What old season are you still holding on to? What disappointment, fear, or delay have you allowed to define your expectations? Where have you stopped believing that God can still do a new thing? Think on these questions. Let God speak to your heart. Here's your action point for the day. Today, write down three things you are believing God to renew in your life. Pray over them throughout the day and speak Isaiah 43 verse 19 over each one. In conclusion, seasons change, not by human effort, but by divine instruction. And I declare again, your season is changing. Walk confidently today, knowing God has gone ahead of you. Now let's make our confession of faith for the day. All right, family, let's say this together. Today, I step into a new season. Doors are opening for me. Grace is speaking for me. Favor surrounds me. I walk in new strength, new opportunities, and new blessings. I am becoming all God has destined me to be. Today is my day of new beginnings. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this powerful reminder. Thank you for ushering your children into a new season. I pray for everyone listening. Let today bring divine surprises, breakthroughs, and new strength. Order their steps, protect them, and cause everything they touch to prosper. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone. Let's spread hope. Let's spread faith. Let's help someone step into their new season. See you on the next episode of Winning Everyday Podcast. Have a winning day.
Through the motions.
Feeling like she should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.